In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is a famous story about George Washington. It very well may not be true. It could be one of those myths that get attached to someone, that blurry line between fact and legend. The story goes something like this. Very early in America's history, soon after it won the Revolutionary War and gained its independence, some envisioned the United States having a monarchy and George Washington as its king. Washington, being offered immense power, prestige, and privilege for the rest of his life and for his descendants, turned the offer down. He believed that it would be a grave mistake for any man to be king and for any monarchy to reign in America. Because of his love for democracy and his desire for this new nation to flourish, George Washington refused a crown. Like I said, this story may or may not be true. But what is true is that we did not and still do not have a king in this country. I think for many of us, the idea of royalty is something we understand. We have all seen news stories about modern-day royalty. We have all seen movies that depict great kings and queens sitting in their gilded palaces. But the reality of royalty is still far removed from our everyday experience. Although I suspect if we did have a king or queen, they would still be very far removed from our daily lives. That is how royalty is, far off and removed from the everyday world. Fleeting glimpses are caught of them. They lead public ceremonies. Their face may be on their country's money. But to most of their subjects, monarchs are strangers. Societies with monarchs are like pyramids. Everything is set to lift and raise them up, a single towering point. And that point, the top of the pyramid where the king sits, is far from those who live at the base. Today is Christ the King Sunday, when we celebrate the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. But Jesus Christ is no ordinary king. He is no earthly ruler. Our gospel reading shows us how he differs. This is no pyramid. Jesus is not being held up by others and kept far removed. If anything, Jesus takes that pyramid and flips it upside down. He, that pinnacle, becomes the foundation that supports everyone else. Jesus turns our attention to his people, to his beloved and cherished. It is not his needs that are important, but his people's needs that define his kingdom. When searching for Jesus, for our King, we do not look to some far-off, distant, and remote point. We look around us and among us to find him. Those who are hungry and thirsty, those who are struggling to get by in a world that has pushed them to the margins, those who struggle to receive their basic nourishment, these are the people who Jesus lifts up and supports. He endures their thirst and their hunger with them, yearning as they do. Those who are strangers, aliens, outcasts, those seeking to make a home in a new land, seeking a new and better life, these who are unfamiliar to our eyes are known and loved by Jesus Christ. In them, he does not see a stranger, and he holds no fear of them. In them, Jesus sees a child of God, deserving of love, respect, and dignity. Jesus sees the face of those for whom he is willing to sacrifice everything for. Those who go unclothed, without protection and safety, people seeking refuge. In Christ, they find a holy and life-giving sanctuary. He shelters them with his compassion. The sick and the imprisoned, those who feel isolated and cut off from the world, by their side we find Jesus, comforting them in their affliction. Jesus, this Lord of Lords, this King of Kings, he is anything but removed and distant from our lives. he is rooted deep in them. This is where he builds and claims his kingdom. If we want to know his kingdom, then we simply have to look at those he cares for. Jesus does not point us to the powerful, to the proud and strong. He does not point us to those who hold great earthly wealth and prestige. That is not where his kingdom is to be found. Our king, our ruler, our Lord is found in the places we least expect him. He is in the homeless who go without proper clothing for the coming cold months. He is in the poor who are thirsty and hungry, struggling to put food on their family's table day in and day out. He is found in those who suffer in body and spirit and who simply need the care of another person. That is where our King is, living these lives, residing in the hearts and souls of his beloved and cherished children. That is where he is waiting. Waiting for us. Waiting for us to feed him, to clothe him, to care for him. Glory is not found in fame. Glory is not found in fortune. Happiness is not able to be bought at the mall for a discount. These things, this fulfillment, comes from one place alone, by seeking and serving Jesus Christ in every person. In God's kingdom, we all have a place. We all have something we can do. We all have some call from God that we can respond to. God's kingdom is a chance to live in a different world. Instead of talking about I and me, we can talk about we and us. Instead of asking what is it that I want, we can ask what is it that God wants. We can take that pyramid and turn it upside down, holding each other up. I believe that God wants the very best for all of his children. And for you to know that you are so precious and special and magnificent to him, that Jesus Christ was willing to die for you, to die for all of us. A sacrifice of a king, a sacrifice of one, made for the love of the world, made for the love of all. Amen.